Russian officials suspect that Chechen rebels shot down the military transport helicopter that crashed in Chechnya yesterday. There were approximately 150 soldiers aboard, and about 120 of them were killed. Chechen fighters claimed responsibility immediately after the crash, and today, Russian military sources said parts of a shoulder-launched surface-to-air missile were found near the wreckage. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Some of the 30 or so soldiers who survived the crash have been describing what happened. I saw a flash near the right engine, a wounded soldier told Russian TV. There was a loud bang. The cabin started filling up with thick smoke, and I lost consciousness. The Russian death toll is the highest since the latest Chechen war began 3 years ago, when federal forces were sent in to crush the separatist government. Adding salt to the wounds of the military, the helicopter came down just 300 yards from Russia's heavily fortified main base in Chechnya. A grim-looking President Vladimir Putin announced he had dispatched his defense minister, Sergei Ivanov, to investigate. If the Chechens were responsible, it would be a personal embarrassment for Putin. The Kremlin leader has insisted for months that the military phase of the war in Chechnya is over. Just hours after Defense Minister Ivanov arrived in Chechnya, heads began to roll in the Russian military establishment. Ivanov immediately suspended the commander of the Army's Airborne Division. Ivanov claimed to have uncovered unspecified violations of military order, although he said the violations did not contribute to the crash. The 150 soldiers packed into the Mi-26 were nearly double the normal number. But the Mi-26 is the world's most powerful transport helicopter. It's capable of lifting 20 tons. Military officials say it's capable of carrying much more than the load on yesterday's ill-fated flight. Whatever the circumstances, the incident could further erode popularity for the current Chechen war, which the Russian public once firmly stood behind. With more than 4,000 Russian soldiers killed by official accounts, opinion polls show support is now waning. Viktor Baranets served as an army colonel during Russia's first war in Chechnya from 1994 to 1996. But Baranets later quit the army, and he's now a harsh critic of the current war. Baranets says public opinion is now irrelevant. The president has no control over the way the war is playing out, Baranets says. The generals are playing first fiddle, and they have a powerful influence over Putin. Baranets says those generals still feel humiliated by the first Chechen war, when they were humbled by the lightly armed separatists. He says the top military brass will not allow the conflict to end. The Russian press is drawing uncomfortable parallels with the sinking of the Kursk submarine 2 years ago. 118 crew members died then when a faulty torpedo exploded aboard the vessel. Apparently cognizant of the Kursk fiasco, Putin has declared this Thursday a day of mourning for the victims of the helicopter attack. Large compensation packages are being paid to the victims' families. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.